Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, and then connected via the web, we got Casey, we have Eric Douglas, we have Jared the Diver Guy. We just got a big group of fun-loving diving folk. And we got some big news to share today. We already announced Eric Douglas's new book, The Third Key. Yeah, Summer of the Shark, the latest Mike Stock.
No,
sorry. Yeah, do it again. Take two.
The Third Key, Sharks in the Water.
Ah, yeah. See, no, don't worry about it. We'll clean that up in post.
All right.
Yeah, so that was released today. You can go to booksbyeric.com. Yep. But that's not the only big book news that we have to share.
Wait, there's more.
There's more.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
So you today, $2.
Okay. And all you have to do is listen.
I love you a long time.
Jerry.
He's drinking his spring water up there in the mountains of Virginia. All right, so the big news is that we're about to launch into a new audiobook, or I should say CJ is, because he's been the voice of Eric's books now, I don't know,
this last one.
This will be the third one that we're beginning. Is that right, CJ?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
And it's going to be Lion.
An awesome job.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
I was going to say, it's an excellent job you're doing, sir.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys are so sweet.
Way to brown nose, boys.
I'm blushing.
So, Lionfish, the book that Eric wrote last year about the Scuba Radio crew, that is 100% true, 100% true, is going to be captured in audio form. And you're starting that this week, or have already started, right?
I've already started.
So the goal is to have this complete by, who knows?
When it's done.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Sometime this summer. We're going to have a big
That's a reasonable goal.
Yeah. And then that'll be available in audiobook form. But there's going to be a few little extra bonuses on this one, because some of the characters are going to be used in their real voice.
It'll be very familiar.
Mm-hmm. I think the Scuba Radio listeners and fans will really, really enjoy this version.
Yes, I think that is absolutely right. Who knows? We might have to perform this one live with puppets after it comes out as audiobook. We kind of got this.
No, there's a bunch of puppets, though.
Yeah. So who knows? But yeah, that is cool. It's going to be great. I mean, if you haven't read the book Lionfish, you can pick that up at booksbyeric.com, but it's very entertaining and 100% factual.
All right, you lazy sack of crap. I'll read it for you.
Yeah, or you could do that. Yeah,
I mean,
wait for the audio book. And then the movie. Or no, first the puppet show, then the movie.
First the puppet show, then the movie. That's how it works in Hollywood.
Well, yeah. And when I say movie, I mean more like, you know, H.R. Puffin stuff kind of presentation. So it'll go puppets, and then it'll actually be a movie of puppets.
Should we get a play on Broadway first?
No, we will skip that part on this one. It's like a straight-to-video kind of thing.
There's more money to be made
stuff
on Netflix.
Yes, true. Say that again.
SR puppet stuff.
Okay. Very
that's
nice.
That's what we should name the you know, the thing.
That's your production company, right?
I'll tell
there.
You what. I don't know what's wrong with us, but you know, I never thought I'd be, you know, turning 54 and planning a puppet show.
You're 54?
That's a sign of.
I thought you were 52.
That's a sign of dementia. I could have the number wrong.
Greg, you don't look a day over 56.
Well, thank you.
He's getting old.
Yeah.
You know, Drunken Sailor could probably find us some hole in the wall in the backside of Orlando to perform.
Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty of those.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, glory. Anyway, let's just leave that alone. You know, there is some diving
Chamber of
news.
Commerce online,
we're
going to
check in with our friends
the
from
the mayor's office also.
Reef Safe, hopefully, here in just a bit.
We have friends?
We have a few. But there is some other, you know, little nuggets that we got to dive into. I don't know. There was something that you wanted to chat about, wasn't it, Jerry? Was there something that you wanted to get out on the show today, or am I having a senior moment
it's
again?
It's that dementia kicking in.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, it's a good possibility we will be down South Florida here before long.
That's right. You know, Walt DeMartini, he had to leave. Couldn't be with us for hour two, but he didn't want to talk about a plan of having Jerry and myself come down to South Florida to do some treasure hunting. Now, I've been watching Cooper's Treasure on Discovery Channel. I caught up on it. As soon as I got back to Orlando, I'd missed two episodes because of our trip out to the left coast. But, you know, this is a really cool show. You're digging this, aren't you, Jerry?
Yes, it's a very interesting show. I mean, it's getting more in-depth every week.
In-depth!
Yeah. And they're actually diving. They think they're going to find Christopher Columbus's boats in the Turks and Caicos. That's where this show is headed. And that's where we're going to be diving in October on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, the 20-year anniversary edition of the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise.
Wouldn't the wood deteriorate because it's not in cold water?
You have not been watching the show, have you, CJ?
Nope.
Curly, I'm ashamed of you. Here's
I'm
the
sorry.
Thing. You know, when these old wooden ships go down, what's left is ballast piles and gold, you know, silver and treasure and all kinds of cool stuff like that.
Yeah, just the metal parts.
And the rocks and stuff, the ballast rocks.
Okay.
So the wood deteriorates and leaves all the metal and stuff like that.
Can we get an underwater metal detector on the plane, Greg?
You could make the attempt, I guess. But, you know, Walt knows some folks that have a lease down off of, I believe it's Sebastian or someplace like that. Captain Fizz, you know, who is our treasure hunting go-to guy, I think he has places all over, and he'll take you diving. Divefortreasure.com, I believe, is his website, and he'll take you through a whole little program. But there's a friend of Captain Walt DeMartini's that might have something down in South Florida that he's checking on to see if he can set it up for us. So we'll see how that unfolds. But that'd be a pretty cool little adventure, especially when I've been watching this show. You know, I've been watching this Cooper's Treasure thing, and you find out there's, you know, 90% of the treasure that has went down over the years has not even been found yet.
No, it's a lot that hasn't come up.
There's a lot of gold down there.
Jerry's pretty beat up, though, from falling off that deck. So if he can't make it, I'll fill in for him.
Well, you know, who's to say we can't all go? I don't know. I mean, you know, once we get the coordinates on where we need to be. I mean,
do we get to keep what we find?
It depends if you tell anyone about it.
It's a secret.
It's a cutthroat business, this treasure hunting, according
to... I don't want to cut any of your throats, though.
Cooper's Treasure. No, as soon as you find out, you know, everybody gets gold fever. That's what they said on the show, and he has to be quiet about it. I mean, you know, the Cooper's Treasure guy, I forget his name off the top of my head, but, you know, he's right here near us in Orlando. He's right off of, like, Merritt Island or something. They're right here at the East Coast. He lives right over here. So he's probably listening to the show right now. Says, don't give away my secrets, you bastards!
Greg, calm down.
I'm just saying. Because he says as soon as people, you know, find out about all this treasure and stuff, they go nuts. They get gold fever. And, you know, next thing you know, the pirate in you comes out and you start stabbing people and that kind of stuff. And people die.
Oh, I understand.
People die for this information. It's very dramatic, very suspenseful. I mean, it's entertaining. I like it. Yeah, I mean, are you feeling the same way there, Jerry, when you watch that stuff?
Well, I you know, I've always had an interest in this, and I always get giddy when I watch it.
So giddy, okay.
Bring up the good stuff.
All right. I think that guy is
Daryl Mikilos or something like that?
Yeah, exactly. That sounds right. I'll go with that.
You know, finding gold is my right up there at the top of the favorite list of things to do when you're being a pirate. Right after drinking rum and, like, destroying small towns.
Ah, after that?
You want to do that first? Vero Beach, where all of the Gold Coast is.
Right.
Where they detect, their metal detect all the time.
Mm-hmm. I believe it is. That's what Captain Fizz has told us before. So, yeah, down there, all that, down Stewart and down through there on the east coast of Florida.
The fact that it's named the Gold Coast is a clue.
Yeah, but you got to have a map. You have to have a map with an X on it. That would help. You definitely needed a map.
X marks the spot.
What if it's a decoy map designed to throw you off the trail?
Well, I don't know. Hey. CJ's giving me this look right now that is just disturbing.
Trails in the ocean, Goofy.
CJ, you've been reading too many of my stories.
Exactly.
You know, this may turn out to be another Eric book.
Think it through, Greg.
I think CJ was watching cartoons of Bugs Bunny and that pirate guy. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, no, we need a boat, not a jet. More coming up. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba,
scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
Hell of a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
And that's a good thing, especially if you're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, that song always makes me think of the wreck bar down in Fort Lauderdale with Marina Sarduna or Medusa or what, I forget what her name is. But they do this mermaid show down there, and tonight they have their burlesque underwater aquacat show. And our friend mermaid Lisa is in this tonight, or actually was it last night. She did this last night. They do like a midnight show, and we're going to get a full report on it on a future edition of the Big Show, but congratulations to her on her new gig. You know, she is transformed into an aquaticat. I think that's what they call them. But we'll get the lowdown here in the future. All right, so our friend Dan Orr is on the line from Reef Safe. And I'm bringing them on because they did some new research or data that is going to show up at scubaradio.com literally any moment, because, you know, it's like a show of debuts today, whether it's new books or whatever. You know, we got some cool stuff happening on the show, and ReefSafe is hard at work doing just the same. And Dan, congratulations and hats off to you for doing some great stuff there, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay, so let's talk about what has happened, because you put together this experiment to show exactly what?
Well, we couldn't figure out how you get oxybenzone, you know, the sunscreen active, which is oil soluble, in the seawater to be, you know, put in the petri dish with the coral larva to kill it. So we bought the white paper, and four or five pages in, what they did was they solubilized oxybenzone in DMSO, which is probably the world's greatest known solubilizer. It solubilizes anything.
All right. And just to back up, a couple years ago, oxybenzone became the voodoo chemical that was being spouted across the media, saying, oh, my gosh, all sunscreens that have this are terrible for the environment. They're killing everything. They're killing the coral. It was like, wait a minute. You know, you guys have known about this for years as far as developing the product called ReefSafe. It's been out for like 15, 20 years now. And you're like, this isn't exactly right. You guys aren't taking into account how the formulation is taken, put together and all this kind of stuff. And you kind of got put on the defensive with some of your product line because of it, but have basically put this experiment together or did this research to show that it's actually not as bad, or it's just the ReefSafe formulation of it isn't affected by that chemical. Is that right?
It's the ReefSafe formulas, the way we put them together.
Right.
That it does not affect the corals.
Yeah, whether it has oxybenzone in it or not.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because we've tested it both ways, mm-hmm. with and without. But what they did was they solubilized the oxybenzone in the DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, and it's crystal clear. So you look at what you're posting on the website, and you see how if you just dump, and that's the other thing they used, was 100% oxybenzone.
Mm-hmm.
FDA limits oxybenzone in sunscreens to 6%. So they didn't even follow the math there. They used 100%, and when you dump the oxybenzone into seawater, it just floats on the top. Which the pictures we took in the lab will show that.
Yeah, trust me. When you look at the press release on this research that they conducted, I'm guessing there's not a diver listening right now that would look at these pictures and say, I want to dive in that. No way. It's a milky mess. And it just doesn't look
good. Well, yeah, and that's what happens when you would dump the solubilized oxybenzone in the DMSO in the seawater. Greg, it like erupts. It bubbles and fizzes like a fizzy.
Yeah.
And particulates start popping out of it, and the oxybenzone starts floating on top the minute you add it to seawater. So, you know, the poor little coral larva in the petri dish, having this dumped into it, had no chance.
Right.
I mean, period. So, junk science at play.
Yeah.
So, it's not real science when you write your protocols to fail.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, whether they had issue going into this research that they conducted, who knows? But it really got blown up and was really unfortunate because people were misinformed on the truth about that particular chemical. And regardless, you know, when it comes to ReefSafe, you can get ReefSafe, or they actually have an oxybenzone-free. If you're still so adamant about having this chemical banned for whatever reason, you guys have another line of stuff you can use that is effective as anything else on the market. So, you know, they got all the bases covered. It's just like, people get so worked up about this stuff sometimes, as opposed to just protecting themselves, which is what it's all about, and having a product that biodegrades that won't harm the reef and protects what we love. And that's what you guys have been doing for like 20-something years. So it's kind of crazy and unfortunate you've had to defend yourself or the product against this goofy chemical. But it is what it is, and you move on and educate people along the way. That's what it's all about, right?
And our friends at Moat, when we tested the ReefSafe with oxybenzone, we also had the foresight to test the formulas without oxybenzone. Makes no difference. Doesn't kill them, bleach them, stress them. Either way, over 20 days of double dosing, you know, equivalent to the cattle boats going out in the Keys twice a day, hitting a reef with 100 people, nothing. It was less than 0.05% health change in the corals over 20 days.
Mm-hmm.
And Moat said, hang it up. You're not going to hurt them.
Yeah.
You're trying to, and you can't.
Right. And, so, and you know, but the bottom line is that it works for you. So, you know, you protect yourself and protect the coral to boot. So it's a great product, ReefSafeTropicalSeas.com. You can do that. And we got to thank Mermaid Sarah, who was on. We borrowed her from our friends there at ReefSafe. They sent her out there to the left coast. We borrowed her as a mermaid out there at the scuba show. She did a great job. She represented well for you. You hear what I'm saying?
That's great. Yep.
Yeah.
And,
so,
you know,
yeah.
We had Mermaid Ariel at Blue Wild the week before. And she did a really good job, too.
Okay. All right. So, you know, Dan and the crew at Reef Safe, they're, you know, we're kind of sharing mermaids. You know, nobody owns them. You kind of spread them around. I mean, that doesn't sound right either. But
like peanut butter?
It's like a condiment. No, that's not right.
No,
but we appreciate it just the same, though, Dan, we do. And everybody check out Tropical Seas. You have a great weekend, okay, my friend?
You too. Thanks, Greg.
You got it. ReefSafe.com, TropicalSeas.com. You'll find it right there online and at a fine diving retailer near you. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey, and Eric Douglas rounding out the crew connected via the web. All right, so, you know, that I like the Reef Safe stuff and the mermaids, you know, they're doing a little thing with their mermaids. We're borrowing them, you know, cross-pollinating. I don't know. I'm not sure how.
Cross-pollinating.
I'm not sure if that's the right term, but.
Reef Safe is not only safe for the coral, it's safe for the mermaids, too.
Well, of course. If it's safe for the mermaids and the coral, it's sure. It's safe for you. Yeah.
I just had a thought. Okay. And possibly we could expand this and turn it into a scuba radio cookbook.
How so?
We were talking about smearing peanut butter on mermaids.
We were?
Yeah. On the last break, right at the end.
We said peanut butter?
I did.
I was thinking mayonnaise.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Now you're thinking right.
Mm-hmm.
In the break,
barbecue sauce.
Oh, barbecue.
There you
mermaid.
Go. The mm-hmm. possibilities are endless, but I had a really good one I just thought of.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
You'd like to smear guacamole on a mermaid?
Sure, I would.
Mm.
You betcha.
You know what? As weird and disturbed as it sounds, I don't think you're alone.
Not a lot.
That's
I mean, just
not right.
Just a little bit.
Just a little. Just,
and I'll even let her have some, too. Here's a chip. Dig in.
I got one. You get one, too?
Right.
Okay.
Hey, I have a question. When you cook a mermaid, do you have to twist the tail off like a lobster?
No, stop it.
No, well, that would, first of all, that'd be a crawfish. It'd be, oh, boy, we better watch what we say.
Chill out, Jeffrey Dahmer.
This is not going nowhere.
No, this isn't going anywhere good. That's for damn sure. So let's just move on to other stuff. Yeah. Yeah,
all from an innocent comment.
Well, I have. We're talking
spreading guacamole.
Well, we're talking mermaids because I think I'm ready to share with the world another big announcement.
I think I'm hungry.
Before you do that, Greg, you know what would be great on a mermaid would be Buck Wild rum.
Yes. Well, Buck Wild whiskey or mermaid rum. You know, you got to do both, I guess. Marinate them, I think, is the proper term. All right, we'll explain this big announcement that we have about mermaids next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio. He's Greg the Dive Master.
How dare you defy your master?
The show is a disaster.
Total headbangers.
He's Greg the Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. Master's my friend.
I'm Dart. Hello, fishies.
Hello. You're so pretty. Slipping around in the ocean blue. Without a care in the world.
I just turn off the tape machine now.
Yeah, you know, that's Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor. And I think a copy of that Metallica parody has been forwarded to the band that's going on tour this summer.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And you know, whether that means that we're going to be served a cease and desist immediately.
Well, the Napster
gets
debacle.
On the bill. He might get on the bill with the Metallica thing. You know, I think they're coming to Florida.
Open for Metallica.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome.
I mean, I like the lyrics of that one. You know, if he were to perform that, that'd be pretty sweet.
He slipped into like a Mary Poppins British accent there in the middle.
Is that what that was? I just figured that it was, you know, the booze talking as usual. Yeah. We already have a puppet version of the Drunken Sailor for our thing coming up there in the first week of November. But that is not the announcement that I'm about to share with the world. Are you ready for this, CJ?
I am.
Jerry, are you ready? This is news to the entire crew here. They don't know about this.
Tell us, Greg.
Hold
please.
On to something.
All right. So when we were out in Long Beach, I had a conversation with my friends in Curacao. We've been working on something behind the scenes for quite some time now. I'm going to go ahead and share this, even though it's not official. So you could call this a tease. You could call this what we hope to materialize, but we think it's going to happen in December of 2017, like the first or second week of December. We are going to spend Scuba Radio Christmas in Curacao. And what we are doing there is going there to crown the first Scuba Radio mermaid in Curacao. Which means that not only are we going to have our own mermaids with us, you know, in tow, as we usually do. I don't leave home without them. We are going to go there and, you know, it kind of goes back into the cross-pollinating, planting a seed in each island across the Caribbean. And we are going to go there and we're going to search out the local flavor for a Scuba Radio mermaid and crown some yucky young, lucky
nice.
Young lady.
Yeah.
Well, it's the guacamole that makes her yucky.
Twist their tail off.
Yeah. And
sipping at mermaid rum.
Well, yeah, it was my birthday present. So, I mean, I got to thank CJ for that one. But yeah, that is what we hope to achieve.
Some yucky mermaid.
Young lucky is what I meant to say. I just, you know, I was just trying to, you know.
I want
to
plant my seed in the Caribbean.
21 or older.
Yes, 21 and older, but they're talking about having a whole pageant kind of thing. I mean, where, you know, we've done this in Grenada, and it went over really well. And so we're planning to, you know, create that magic once again in the island on the island of Curacao, and it'll be Christmas time to boot. So
God bless us, everyone.
Yeah. And but it's a big deal. I mean, there you know, local radio and TV. You know, we're talking about making the tours out to all the media while we're on the island, having a big you know event at a few of the bars in Curacao, and you know it'll be a huge thing.
Man, that doesn't sound like any fun at all.
Not at all. Now you'll hear details about it here on a future episode, but just know that is in the works.
The sacrifices you make for the show.
Well, you know it is. A lot to take on. It's a huge responsibility.
Inspiring.
But
will they be eating plum pudding?
What?
Why would they do that?
Oh, Christmas.
Oh. No, I think what we're going to be doing is making their better half very, very happy on Christmas morning because, you know, whoever is crowned the official Scuba Radio Mermaid in Curacao will be a Scuba Radio Mermaid on Christmas morning.
Arr! How'd you like a belly full of plum pudding?
With rum.
That's a yucky mermaid. That's, I think that falls into the sea hag category if you eat too much of that stuff, doesn't it?
Twist their tails off.
What?
What is
Why
wrong
does he want to
people?
Hurt them?
No.
Well,
yeah.
That's what? Disturbing.
Does Jerry want to make a point, or is he having a?
I think he's thinking the same thing I was.
Oh God!
Yeah.
Really? So, what does a winner get? Do they get a oil and water signed copy by Eric?
Well, that would be one of them because Eric's going to be there too. He's going to be part of this because Oil and Water was based in Curacao, and Eric's now having second thoughts about this whole thing. He's
I'm having second thoughts unless Casey's coming along.
Well, trust me. If Casey's coming along, we'll set up a buffer zone. The creepy old guy, nah. Great. We don't know him.
Me and Drunken Sailor have to hang on the out edge now.
That's
Eric
right.
can come along as long as he doesn't bring that ghost that he had in New York.
What did I tell you about bringing up stuff on the air that's not supposed to be? Jerry.
Well, it's a poltergeist.
Oh, just stop it. Just stop it. There are, I can't even explain what is happening to this show right now.
There was a hotel room that was rumored to be haunted.
Yes. Yeah.
But okay. That's all it was.
We'll just leave it at that. All right. So, but this is going to be a cool thing. We've been working on this for some time. And we finally had a big powwow when we were out there at the scuba show in Long Beach and, started crossing some
keys. So where are you going to find the mermaids once you're there? Let's go door to door. Excuse me.
Well, no, I just said we're going to hit TV and radio there in Curacao.
Oh, and take, submissions?
No, we're going to tell them, hey, we're on the island. We are looking for a scuba radio mermaid. We're going to have an event tonight at this place. Come on out. Join the party. Put on a mermaid tail, and the rest will be history. We will make.
I've been to Curacao, and there are going to be some great looking mermaids.
Yeah, there will be some great mermaids in Curacao, no question. It has been literally.
Some great folks in Curacao too.
Well, I'll tell you what. Last time I was in Curacao was probably 15 plus years ago, and we were there for a kids' sea camp thing. So the kids that were there will probably be candidates. Next time.
Why'd you have to put it like that?
Well, I'm just,
creepy.
It is. Well, it's a little awkward sometimes.
What is the nationality of native Curaçaoans?
It's Dutch, isn't it, Eric? You're the guy.
Dutch, yes.
He says Dutch.
Yeah, it's a Dutch island, but of course there's
a mishmash of...
There's a whole mishmash. I mean, they're a stone's throw from Venezuela. Then you've got the African influence is coming up too, so there's and the language is Papiamento, and that's
pimento,
which is a great cheese.
Close.
Really good cheese.
And
that doesn't go with plum pudding at all.
It's got a little bit of everything mixed into it. It's got Spanish, it's got it's got Dutch in it. It's a mess of a language.
All right, so just think of hot tan girls with wooden shoes.
Done.
Okay. And something like that. I don't know. But, we'll find them. Well, they'll come out. They'll want to be. This will be like, I'll tell you, the person we crowned in Grenada is the official Scuba Radio Mermaid. I have no contact with her at all now.
That's called a restraining.
Yo, that's right. What was I thinking? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But I don't remember her, actually. No, but she's, she's a big deal there on the island.
So, listen, I just had a thought. When you crown your, how many are you just, is there
It'll
a number?
It'll just be one.
There's only going to be one.
Yeah.
Is it Miss Mermaid
there
or
be
what?
Only
well,
one.
Yeah, there can only be one official. And then, she can pass on the torch or however they see fit and continue on the tradition.
Well, you need to play Pretty Woman by Van Halen when you do that.
Why?
Well, because they're Dutch. They'll love it.
You think?
Yeah.
The Dutch live like Van Halen?
Duh.
Okay.
Everybody likes Van Halen.
Well, true, I guess. I just never made that
connection. They actually can still speak it.
What do you mean?
They can speak Dutch.
What, Van Halen?
Yeah.
They speak Dutch.
I've seen them do it.
Huh. Okay. Well, they have... They wear wooden shoes, too?
No.
Oh, okay. Just, I don't know. I don't know what they do.
That's where they keep their pudding.
Okay. Have you done get any pudding? Well, how's it go?
Can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat!
Yeah, that's what it is.
So that's a Pink Floyd reference.
Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, look at that. You can see, I think those are whales right there.
Oh my God,
check it
look
out.
At that. Look at that.
Look at that.
Those are humpback whales,
yeah.
Conan. Those are humpback whales, and if there's got to be a school of them nearby. Now, this is freaky because we're early for the humpback migration season.
Well, check out. Look, the whales are breaching.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no, they're not breaching. They are lunging. If they were to breach, actually 40% of them would come out of the water. I was wrong. They were breaching. That was a breach. That was not a lunge. It was a breach.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lad. A whale of a tale or two. About the flapping fish and the girls I've loved. On nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale and it's all true. I swear by my tattoo.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy and Casey. Whale of a tale, indeed, is what we had out there on the left coast. We saw whales. We saw the spray.
Yeah, we did.
Large ship blows! But we never saw the whales. I don't know what kind of whales they were there between Catalina and Long Beach. But we did see them, and maybe we'll see them again more in the future. Hey, I just got an email. My poop is on the way from China.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Did you have to send out a stool sample? Or
No. These are props for our puppet show.
Poop prop.
Yep. Yeah. Got 20 of them, Jerry. yeah, God, I went right to the source. They're coming from China because they evidently don't make those fake poops in the U.S. anymore.
You can't get them domestic, huh?
No, at least I couldn't find them. So I just ordered them and got my email.
They'll be in customs for about 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, probably. But it said, congratulations.
Until it stinks them out.
Yeah. Anyway, and you'll have to hear about that on a future episode, whether you want to or not. We'll explain why. I do want to remind you, though, once again, so this Monday morning on ABC's Good Morning America, they're going to be featuring our friends there at Stewart Cove's Dive Bahamas. And
people go check them out.
Yeah, you're going to want to watch this because this is going to be quite a thing. You know, they do this type of stuff with anchors and stuff. I guess it's going to be their weather lady, Ginger Z. Ginger Z is her name, I guess. She's like their chief meteorologist for Good Morning America. I don't watch the show. Do you watch it, CJ?
I do not.
You don't catch Good Morning
America?
But
I'll watch this.
Yeah.
What time, Monday?
Well, it's anytime between 7 and 9. They're probably going to do several cut-ins because they're going to take her underwater. And evidently, the bonus to this is going to be unique because it's going to be live underwater for the first time using 360-degree cameras, which will allow the viewers to use their computers or mobile devices to see a complete 360-degree panoramic view. So, obviously, they'll do the thing on TV and then say, hey, go to this website.
Cool.
And, you know, that kind of thing. You see that pop up on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Now. Have you seen that? Yeah, so they're going to be shooting with 360 cameras. So this will be the first time, evidently, it's ever been done live underwater on network TV.
That's pretty cool.
According to this press release that I got. So it ought to be pretty interesting stuff to watch. And I'm sure you'll see Stuart. I don't know if Liz Parkinson will be there, too. But we were hanging with both of them out there at the scuba show. They looked like they were doing well. And they didn't mention this to me. Which is, they probably got to keep it hush-hush, you know, but Stuart and Liz and the group there at Stuart Cove's always have a tendency to, they do have to keep things on the down low because they work with Hollywood so much, and the guys are so iffy, they get spooked very easily.
Well, I got my email on it at 3:49 this morning.
You did? Well, see, they're shipping them out, hours of the morning where people aren't paying attention. Because the guys, they get antsy. You know, these Hollywood stars and stuff get wiggy if you start talking to the press about what they're planning. They want to just do it and don't want to create a big ruckus.
Well, that's the movie
paparazzi.
Studio.
What do you mean?
That's not the actors. That's the movie studio. They don't want competition to what they're working on.
Well, maybe.
So you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Right. But I don't know. Some of the actors are a little, you know, like that, too. They don't want me around, you know.
Well, I mean, that's for well. You're going to throw your plastic.
That wasn't meant to be funny. Why is he laughing?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is.
They don't want monkey poo.
I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice guy, despite, the side effect of my monkey
after
heart.
Sharknado.
What's that?
They learned their lesson after Sharknado.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Well, no, they haven't. They're just waiting for...
Yeah, he wouldn't shut up about it.
Which was great publicity. For me?
Yeah.
Okay. No, they're just waiting to bring me back, you know, when it's really a big, big deal.
Make it an event.
Right.
It has to be one of the anniversaries.
Yeah.
Nice
like
round
Sharknado
number.
Sharknado takes on the world.
Right. Yeah,
Sharknado 10 or Sharknado 20.
Exactly. You know, 5 is not a big enough deal.
Yeah.
No. No.
For a man of your stature?
Yeah. No, I'm a good 6'1".
You don't waste Greg on Sharknado 5.
No, not at all. Yeah, we're going to have to wait for a big, big event coming up for sure before I reprise my role as a sweaty Florida tourist. Yes. 1, 2, and 3. You're welcome.
Wow.
So,
powerful
anyway.
Stuff.
Yeah, the thing is, when we were out there on the left coast, we didn't really see any celebs. CJ, did you notice that?
Did notice that.
Yeah, I was hoping
to run into Jessica Alba at the Long Beach dive show.
She probably was there, but she was probably going incognito, like I said. You know,
that'd be a hell of a mermaid.
She knew I was there. There's that whole restraining order thing, you know. She's probably wearing glasses and a baseball cap. That was probably her.
Oh, thought so.
All right, well, look, that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Down where it's wetter.
Yeah, that's so true. Safe diving, everyone.
Bye.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.